Three.
Do you remember Pat's? Oh, sorry. Wait, we're doing a thing.
No, we're just gonna start it there. It's fine. Hey, heyo! Welcome to Horse Time here on Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. If you're listening to this live, you're probably wondering, where is last night's show? It's coming. If you're listening to this on Podzilla1985.com, then you know it's already posted. So shut your mouth. With me tonight, we have my cousin Casper.
I have a cup. And he's got a horse on it.
He's got the horse cup. Double
and
H.
Tried plenty of whiskey.
Oh, I almost stopped by to grab me some alcohol on the way back, but that's just not me. I've been doing the margarita thing sometimes, and like I told Hunter, alcohol is just not my thing. But speaking of Hunter, he may be joining us a little bit later, or he might not be. He's currently creating patio furniture. Now, I don't know if that means he's putting it together. Maybe he's building
it's a euphemism.
He's building it himself. We're not entirely sure, but
he's making patios, all right.
But Hunter not with us yet, so hopefully. And you never know who's going to drop in. Lindsay dropped in a second ago. If you're watching live, Dalton Boo Boo the Fool might jump in a little bit later. You never know when he's going to show up. Clown wig and fucking red nose honking. Kaz and I were talking before the show about getting suspended from school for fighting, and how I was only suspended once for fighting. He was suspended twice, but I was also homeschooled from grades 10 through 12, so there was less opportunity for me to fight. That's why my parents pulled me out of school.
Did y'all ever have Pats?
I never had Pats, no. What was Pats?
It was pretty much like if you got in trouble in one place of the school, in one classroom, then during other times they put you in another room with like walls to your left and right. It was pretty much like school prison without bars, but you only had like your little cubicle. It was actually getting you ready for the world of middle management because you were in a cubicle for all day.
All right, but do you remember the grade school at Meridian? It didn't have windows anyway. Literally.
No.
None of the
classrooms. It ain't got windows today because it doesn't exist.
It ain't got nothing today because it got like black. It got like black mold, and then they had to shut the fucking thing down completely. And
which is probably what's wrong with us.
Is it even still standing, or is it?
No, it's a giant octagon of yellow grass now.
Yeah, it had no windows. So I remember being in school whenever the power would go out. Literally, you would just. Everything would go pitch black.
Stop and drop.
Yeah, because if you didn't, when everything went pitch black, all you heard was because people started wailing on each other in the middle of class. Yeah,
then you hear screaming and crying, teachers cussing. Most people just like stopped and dropped. It was like because it was pure darkness.
Yeah,
pure darkness.
No windows at all in our grade school. So it was just pure darkness. Allison and I also did homeschool.
They also had. It was since it was set up like an octagon, and they did pods. So there was in each of the pods there was like a circular hallway that you get to the classes. Like so, you enter the pod, you can do a 360, and then you could exit the pod. Actually, thinking about it was a fire hazard in its own right, but nevertheless, when we went to school, I don't know if it's still Michaela. You can maybe pipe in on this, but we had paddling.
Oh yeah,
which is pretty much like physical corporal punch.
They don't do that anymore.
It worked mostly for us because I remember getting paddled from a teacher in particular, and I was a fucking shitty child.
Can't confirm.
I remember she got one in on me, and I was like, don't want to do that. So, and they had a very loose grip, so I escaped and took off. I got at least about two laps in the pod because if you run one direction, you're going to end up back where you fucking started.
It's like one of those video games where you run to the edge of the screen, but then you just appear on the other side of the screen. Yeah, it was that.
Yep, literally. Yeah. Yep, I got two of those in before another teacher ran out of the classroom because apparently everybody was like cheering along like it was a race, and it just like booted me in the ass and put me down. They put about another six strikes across my back side, threw me in the classroom, and I was good to go.
I don't remember when they stopped paddling, but I still remember all my paddlings. That shit sucked. Like, and it didn't discourage anything. It didn't. It didn't discourage me. I was still a little asshole growing up.
I was like, I remember being like one of the first people at Meridian to ever get detention in first grade. I was also the first person in whatever's below. We didn't have middle school, so I don't understand how that concept works. But like somewhere between first and third grade, I remember doing a grievance. Did a full petition and actually had to bring the student, the city or school council or whatever you call them, school board in.
You try to get a teacher.
Was hilarious.
You try to get a teacher fired?
Yes.
For paddling you? I knew
politics way too early.
Was it for paddling you?
Nope. I did. They something to do. I wasn't allowed to go to the library. I was a weird academic baby's kid or whatever you would call it. Like it was not. It was weird.
I was a bad student growing. I was a good student, but I was also a bad student. I got in a lot of trouble. I was the class clown, as we both were. I think Kaz and I both went from class clowns in grade school, and then in high school, and then in college, we were the class anarchists. They called us the college anarchists. We both mellowed out a lot since then.
Mostly,
yeah. We still run.
I mean, we got you know, teachers under fire. We got newspapers shut down, and we're still getting banned from Facebook.
That was one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite memories, and I tell that every time I meet somebody new and I'm trying to establish my dominance. I tell them the story about how my ex-girlfriend, her name was Vina. She was a lovely girl. I have nothing bad to say about Vina. She was cool. She was weird, but she was cool. She was the editor of the paper before me. And I still remember her editorial, the first one she ever did, because she sent it to me because we were dating. It was about the deer population at the college. And I was like, okay, well, that's a way to go. And then when I took over...
That's a direction.
Yeah. When I took over editor of paper, my first editorial was about how... I still remember the headline was something like how the teachers were... It was a glorified high school, is what I called the college. A glorified high school. I got death threats from students. And, like, students you wouldn't even expect. I'm talking about, like, choir. I got death threats from the choir over this article. And,
yeah.
Bob.
But, Bob, go ahead. Yeah.
I was saying, Bob was in class once, and the teacher I was talking about specifically called him out and said, I can't talk too much about this because one of his friends is in this class, and, like, fucking pointed at him. So Bob was on the spot then. That was uncomfortable.
To be fair, at least your death threats were coming from fellow students. Whenever I took up the mantle and continued the legacy, I got my threats from the police department. I decided to just carry that torch right up the asshole of all the fucking local precinct and outed them. That was back in the days before anybody had actually acknowledged that police have quotas for a month to get they have to meet a quota for a certain amount of speeding tickets and traffic tickets and et cetera, et cetera. This is before that shit was admitted to be true. So why not just do an expose on that?
Why not?
Ooh, that was not well received.
I remember reading that article. I remember the trouble about that. Children, don't shop while drunk, please. Like, Lindsay's having a fun time.
That's a good choice. That's good. That's good advice.
When I was working at GameStop, this kid walks in once and he's buying stuff, and I had to see his ID because, you know, I had to card him because he was buying an M-rated game, which we had to do, you know. And he was from Illinois, and I was like, oh, where are you from? And he told me, and I was like, and he said where he went to college. I was like, oh, I went to college there. What are you going to college for? He said journalism. I was like, oh, dude, I was a journalist. I was the editor of the school paper, and I started telling him the story. And he literally went, oh, you are the guys that got the paper shut down. Because they shut the paper down after we left for years. We created so much trouble for that school. I was so proud of that. I wore that like a badge. They still remember our name there, not in a good way. I've always wanted to go back, but...
I still have a literal crown from there, because at one point in time, I was the reigning homecoming king for high school and for college, all on a joke, because I didn't actually want it. I was just like, hey, it'd be fucking hilarious if I ran for this. That was while in high school. And then what happened? No one else ran, so I got it. And then continue into college, and a friend's like, ha ha, from the smoking section, I'm going to nominate you. I win. No one I win that one, and still no one ran in high school. So somehow I still ended up with it.
I didn't even know we had a homecoming thing in college. I wouldn't have run.
I didn't either until I was like, hey, you need to come up to this. You need to be here on this day because this is happening. I'm like, the fuck is that?
I didn't run for shit in college, but although we did. Oh God, we could turn this whole show into college memories. Do you still have the poster for the bomb threat? Do you really?
I do somewhere.
So when we were in college,
somewhere around here. I do.
There were so many bomb threats in our college in this one particular semester that I still remember the day I woke up and it was Cass called me and I was like, "What's up, man?" He was like, "Happy bomb threat day, brother." And yeah,
it was a holiday.
It was a holiday. We got out of school, so they ended up putting these posters around everywhere saying like, "Don't do bomb threats because this guy got caught. Now he's gonna serve this much time in jail." And Kaz and I each just took one off the wall and kept it. I don't remember what happened to mine. Lindsay might remember. Also, Michaela, I do want you to give me those bracelets at the CCW show. I would appreciate it very much. The first time there was a bomb threat, we were actually on campus, and we were walking around, and the security guards came and said, "Hey, there's a bomb threat. You guys have to get off campus." But we were too smart for that, and we worked for the paper. So me and Kaz and Bob and I think Chad and like one other person, we ended up sneaking back onto campus during the bomb threat. They evacuated the entire school, but here's us.
We had reporter confidence.
Right. So here's us just like stalking around completely looking for, we were looking for the bomb. That's how stupid we were. We were like, "This is a hell of a story," and it was too. Yeah. It was a good story. That was fun.
It's a headline, knowing damn well we could very well end up the headline. But do you remember that the actual news, like the adult news, showed up and they were like, "Hey, you guys know what's happening?" We're like, "Sure," and they're like, "Let's interview you." So they went through the whole rigmarole of interviewing us. We're like sounding stupid as hell. And then they want some B-roll, which this is before we were really like understanding B-roll. And they're like, "Well, you know, walk away and then walk back." Do that. Oh, did it wrong. It's like, how the fuck do you walk wrong?
How do you walk wrong? But, I still remember they put the picture in the newspaper in like one of the big papers, and it had like credit Shannon Young. And I was like, "Oh, I took that picture. I took it on like, I don't remember if I took it on my phone or what." It was pretty bad. We filmed a movie in college where we could not afford props. So we brought actual weapons to college. This is before all the school shootings. This was back when it was just...
No, it wasn't.
It was Diebold and Harris. This is before every day there was a shooting, like now.
That's fair. Yeah. It is, yes. It was before it became an American legacy, an American tradition.
A pastime
for having daily mass shootings. This was just after, like... Because for some of out there that need to understand, like, Heath High School was like the first, like... major PR news break, horrific story. And fun fact, that was what, 30 minutes from our school, Heath, and then Columbine and all that stuff taking place. So yeah. It was interesting times.
We brought, at any given time walking around the campus, I had at least two swords on my back.
This is true. Real swords.
Kaz, I believe, had a sword. There was a shotgun.
Bird Dog had a shotgun.
Yeah, and we're walking around campus with this, and I remember the security guard stopped us, and we're like, "What are you guys doing?" And was really cool about it too.
He was cool. Like, that was a really good dude.
And he just like
knew who we were though. Like that's right. The thing.
Well,
like,
everyone knew who we were. We weren't quiet. That's just like we're filming a movie, and he said, "All right, cool," and we just walked off with our weapons. Was it the old white guy or the young black guy?
The latter.
I think it was the latter.
I just remember what was his name? The dude that looked like Elvis.
That was Dean.
Dean
was awesome.
Dean and
here's the funny part about this part. So I forget who it was. It was either Kaz or Chad or somebody. This security guard. He was a young black guy, and I told them his name was Lamont. It was not Lamont.
It could have been any fucking name, but it just the fact that the poor dude got like some wrong name, that was fucked up.
They just kept calling him Lamont the entire time, and he kept giving them weird looks. They couldn't figure out why he was so pissy about it. His name's not Lamont. That's just Shannon being silly.
To be fair, like in high school, there was one teacher I caught. His name was Lewis, and I don't want to bring up his last name just for local reasons, but. At the time, I was being a dick. I started calling him Uncle Lou. That caught on, and apparently many years later, this shit was still being used at the school.
I mean, there's nothing terrible about Uncle Lou. That's sweet. It's endearing.
It is endearing.
We had that. We had the guy that one of the teachers got shot at the courthouse, so they had to lock down all the schools. I mean, we had a great time during school. It was crazy. We had a crazy... high school and school life. What are you guys watching? Tell me some of your school stories. I'd love to hear them because I feel like every school has them. Every school has.
We were also stories. We were also the first school. The first wave of school to get metal detectors. And what were they called? The see-through backpacks. Remember those?
Mm-hmm. I think.
Well, you were
the metal off detectors. The yeah, so the metal detectors came in after I had left, which you know I did come back.
Yeah.
I did come back to Meridian though briefly to get my driver's license. So I saw some of it after the fact. That's also when someone paid me. They paid me $10 to hit me with a steel chair, and that started my love affair with professional wrestling.
Look at that. I will point out, Michaela says, I mean this in the nicest way possible. I'm surprised that you guys didn't go to jail. That was later.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's play a quick game real quick. All right, guys, it's your favorite game on Podzilla 1985. Never have I ever. Raise your hand. Never have I ever been in jail. Okay, that was great. In Perryville, right?
Hey, to be fair, what I was arrested for, you now sell. So fuck off.
I have no idea. What, dreams?
Dreams. Broken dreams.
Dreams? Real quick, because I'm not going to get a chance to talk about this any other time. We might talk about it a little bit later. But I've seen a lot of this pop up on my feed, so I wanted to mention it. The wrestler New Jack passed away today at age 58.
No, wait, what?
Yeah, New Jack passed away today. And
okay, that's this isn't exactly how I was hoping to get such news.
Oh, did you not hear about that?
No, I've been literally at work until like
The show. Real? Yeah, Tanner messaged me about it, and like I don't know how to react to this because normally whenever a wrestler passes away or a celebrity that I enjoy, I'll put out a nice little statement and go over his accomplishments. But I know a lot of people are doing that already, but I didn't really like New Jack. I think he was kind of a bad person. And like
I didn't follow him very much. I've just noticed that there's been my point is there's been a lot of wrestlers recently.
Well, yeah, I mean that's been a while now, unfortunately. New Jack though, if anybody was ever going to die, it would be New Jack because the dude was hardcore into drugs. He lived a very violent wrestling style, so it doesn't surprise me. My problem with New Jack isn't so much his wrestling style or the fact that he did drugs. I mean, that's whatever. But the reason I'm not going to put a statement out about him or celebrate his life, because, I mean, everyone can talk about, oh, he was such an innovator and he was as real as it gets. Yeah, he was also he took advantage of people in the ring. This is the same guy that was wrestling like a 60-plus-year-old dude named Gypsy Joe. And he ended up cracking Gypsy's head open with, like, chairs or stuff because Gypsy wasn't selling for him correctly. It's like a 60 plus year old man. So he literally beats the shit out of him. There was a kid that I don't know the exact circumstances of it. All I know is that New Jack ended up literally stabbing the kid in the ring with a knife. He actually stabbed the kid.
Wait, for realsies?
He actually stabbed this kid with a knife. And the only reason he didn't go to jail for it was because he brokered a deal with the kid that he would train him if he dropped the charges. So the kid dropped the charges. New Jack never trained him. New Jack was kind of a piece of shit.
Wait, when he stabbed the kid, was this like a Brandon Lee situation where it was like,
no,
this wasn't intended? No, somebody just fucked up?
He absolutely intended to do it. He went on record as saying he was trying to stab. He was trying to kill the kid. Yeah.
Well, that's a fucking nutcase.
He also, so he was in a match with this guy. His name was Vic Grimes, I think was his name. I may be getting that wrong.
No, that name sounds right.
They did a match where they were supposed to come off the entranceway together and go through this table. But I guess the other dude was hesitant. So when New Jack pulled him off, he ended up landing on top of New Jack and landing on his head. And the story goes that it blinded New Jack in one eye permanently. And he leaked brain fluid. I mean, it was supposed to be super, super bad. So cool, whatever. Years later, they ended up wrestling again because someone thought that was a good idea. And they're doing, I think it's called like a scaffold match or it was some type of scaffold match where basically you have the ring and then you had a bunch of tables set up in the ring and then above it you have them wrestling on like a platform. Well, they
poor decision.
It is a very poor decision. So the end of the spot is New Jack tosses the guy off of the top to land in the ring. And he even tells the story. The guy tells him, I can't feel my legs. And New Jack says, you know, don't worry, you ain't going to need them. And he throws him off. And there's video of it online. Look it up. It's sick. Dude crashes into the tables. He hits the ropes, almost decapitates himself, falls in, ended up hurting himself real, real bad. New Jack went on later to say he tried to kill him. He's like, I tried to throw him out of the ring because I wanted to kill him in revenge for what he did to me. New Jack was a psychopath. He was not a good person. So, like, I'm torn because on the one hand, he did contribute a lot to professional wrestling, but so did Chris Benoit. And I'm not going to celebrate.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to celebrate Chris Benoit either. So.
Exactly. This ain't no Owen Hart situation.
No. New Jack, it's hard for me to celebrate New Jack's life. I'm sad he's dead. I'm sad anyone dies.
What did wait, besides celebrity and being notorious, what did he, what, so you said that he contributed to wrestling. Example.
He was a part of the ECW rise. So when ECW was growing, you know, you had, I think that's Hunter saying no can do slam. So he may or may not be on the show. So you had,
Do your patio.
You had WCW and you had WWE. Both of them were very, kid friendly and cartoony. So then there was the rise of ECW, Extreme Championship Wrestling, which came from Eastern Championship Wrestling, I believe. And New Jack was a part of that. He was one of their guys that really ushered in the hardcore wrestling style. So he was an innovator, but I mean, like, I'm sure Hitler innovated things too. Doesn't mean I'm going to celebrate Hitler either. I'm torn because anytime you see when you're
you don't have to, like, you can choose who you celebrate.
Well, when you're in wrestling, it's like a fraternity. It really is. Everyone always says it, but really is. Wrestlers always look out for each other. Short of you doing something awful like rape or molesting children or something like that.
Killing your family
for and there are people still that defend him still. It's like a fraternity. So when one of you dies, Punchable. When someone dies, everyone feels it and everyone goes, oh, well, one of the brotherhood is gone. I can't do that with New Jack, man. I just can't. Like I said, I'm sad anyone dies, but am I going to go to sleep tonight like I did when Owen Hart died or Eddie Guerrero, one of those guys? I'm not going to think about it after this show.
That's a different talk. Yeah. Those two names were painful. I still remember seeing Owen. That was.
Talk about
TV trauma, man. Goddamn. Yeah.
I remember that night. I got online. It was back during, I was in high school. So, you know, it was during the ICQ days. I get on ICQ and it was one of the guys from CWR. Oh. It was one of the guys from CWR, one of the wrestlers. He messaged me and he said, dude, Owen died. And I was like, what? And I watched the news and they were talking about the wrestler that fell to his death. And I thought, holy shit. I didn't get to watch the pay-per-view live because I was a kid back then. I couldn't afford it. But going back and watching the clips of them having to announce it live on the air, Owen Hart has passed away. I
thought we saw that together.
Not Owen dying. You might be thinking of someone else. There have been a couple. Because
this is fair.
There's no actual footage of Owen dying. There's pictures.
No. I'm just talking about I'm talking about the pay-per-view. Because I just remember, like, it was like a weird, like, they just pretty much skipped over that whole part.
I don't even remember the name of the pay-per-view. What's it?
I don't either. It was a long fucking time ago.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. And then when Benoit died, I was working at GameStop and my manager came in and was like, did you hear about Chris Benoit? I'm like, no, what are you talking about? Yeah, someone killed him. Someone killed him and his family. And I went, holy shit. That's insane. You know, Benoit's one of my favorite wrestlers. When we used to do back in high school, talking about that again, we used to do like the wrestling wars and everyone picked a character. I was a member of the Four Horsemen. I was Chris Benoit. So, no more screen caps. son of a bitch. And then, you know, the next night they did the big tribute to Benoit. And then the next day it came out that no, he actually murdered his family. And then they had to walk all that back and they scrubbed him from history completely.
Mm-hmm.
Which very wrestling heavy. Okay, this is 2 weeks in a row. The show's been very wrestling heavy. Which is weird because you're not even a wrestling fan, so that's just weird.
Not anymore. Dude, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I stopped watching wrestling around the time Guerrero died. Like, that was kind of, like, toward the end of my doneness. Like, that hurt, and, like, I just didn't really see... it was changing so much at the time that I just didn't see any, like, my place in fandom on it anymore.
You're not missing. You're not missing
the whole Vince McMahon and the commercialism, and like, it just, to me, I felt it lost its spirit. Yeah. Like, it just got complete Shang Tsunged. Like, Vince McMahon just yanked the soul out of the whole fucking thing. And then it just, I didn't give a shit about it anymore.
I grew too much politically and morally over the years, and even more so over the past few years, because, you know, when you and I were in college together, even though we were both, I think we had a pretty good moral compass, I still had a huge gray area where I was kind of an asshole. I was a big asshole. Like, I used to make fun of my teacher's dead husband. I mean, I was a dick, and I admit that. I was a terrible... There were parts of me that I was a terrible person. But even now, the past couple of years, you know, with who I've become friends with and who I dated, I became very more in tune with what's right and what's wrong. So it's so hard for me to even support WWE knowing the shit that they do. Like, the final straw for me... And hello, Gina. Hello, Gina. The final straw for me was when they signed the deal with Iraq to put on the shows in Iraq. Yep. This was after the Khashoggi murder. So after the Khashoggi murder, they decided to still go through with the deal and promote it. And that's when I was done. I told Asa, and that was the last time, other than WrestleMania, that was the last time I watched a WWE pay-per-view that wasn't like with the group. And with the group, I never watched it. We always played video games or ate pizza and hung out. But I decided then I did not want to support the WWE anymore. I couldn't. Morally.
Mm-mm. No. I mean, there was a time where I could tell you, I could fucking give me a pen and paper. I could write every damn wrestler that was active at the time, what their titles were, probably their history as far as what titles they've owned over the time at the time.
Yeah.
I'd go down to Pulaski Video. Remember Pulaski Video? The video store back when that was a thing?
Kirk Waters remembers.
And I would literally go to the wrestling section. You remember, you get the VHS of the old wrestling, you know, WrestleManias and fucking SummerSlam, such a Royal Rumble. Like, I would rent those and go home and fucking watch those things over and over again. Like, it was so good.
Yep.
No more.
No.
It's not in, what, two decades, something there about?
It's like, as you get older, the mystery of wrestling goes away anyway, because you once you realize that it's scripted...
Mystery was never there. You always knew it was scripted, though, right?
No, when I was a kid, man, I believed. I thought Papa Shango really did voodoo magic.
You were a believer.
I was a believer. I thought it was real. And I don't remember when I finally figured out that it was fake. I don't remember how old I was or what I was watching, and I realized that this was all... I think it was when I started getting on... Do you remember news groups and Usenet and stuff like that, where you could get on? And I started seeing people posting about it, and that's when I realized, oh, wrestling is scripted. But then I started to appreciate it on a different level. I started... Because I grew out of the mark of, you know, believing it's true, and then I started to appreciate the theatrics of it. Like, because at the same time, you know, when I got into college, I started doing, other than journalism, I did theater. I was in quite a few different plays. I studied acting, and I started to appreciate the theatrical side of professional wrestling, and that carried me through for years until the moral quandary of, do I want to support these people anymore came in. And that's why I went to indie wrestling. That's why I work in indie wrestling, because not everybody's great, but at least they've got the spirit. They got the heart.
Also, or Satisfactory.
Michaela Santa Claus isn't real either. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Easter Bunny, too. It doesn't shit eggs.
Jesus,
or Jesus.
Jesus was black. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
Yeah, bunnies don't shit Jesus's.
Bunnies don't shit Jesus's. Can I get that as a hashtag real quick? Can you take care of that?
I think I can make
me?
That happen. Right. I can make that happen.
Oh, dear God. This is why I was afraid of me and Kaz just doing the show together.
Well, that's a thing that is now happening.
Bunnies don't shit Jesus.
That's about the trend on the tweeter.
That's going to be a new t-shirt. And it's just going to be a rabbit looking at a picture of Jesus on the toilet going.
Just a piece of a 2x4 coming out of his butt.
I can't shit him. I don't know what you want from me. as long as he doesn't shit like the Prophet Muhammad, I guess we're okay.
I guess we're okay. Just splinters and thorns. It's the only thing you gotta worry about.
Oh my God. I don't very often dress down for these shows. I usually dress up. I don't like to get half naked, but I'm trying to accept myself more these days. Like, literally, I'm trying to be more body positive. So, you know, I'm trying not to cover up. Yeah.
Oh, I love the pumps. I got one of those.
I got the, you know.
Oh,
everyone,
yeah.
Everyone, I got a wrestling match at the end of the month and everyone's like, oh, you're going to get killed. And I'm like, have you seen me? I know I wear a lot of clothes, but like, I'm a giant man. I'm tough.
Didn't what's his name give you some workout tips?
Oh, Boo Boo? The
Boo-boo.
Fool?
Yeah.
Boo Boo the Fool? Oh, fuck.
Please tell me that's a stage name. I want to see that on a fucking bulletin board.
It will be soon.
Oh, please.
You can
I'll make the t-shirts.
Yeah, so you can best believe if he does a show with me again, I'm going to put Boo Boo the Fool just like right over his fucking face.
The Sharpie.
He's not on my good side right now. Oh.
Oh, I got screenshots of you flexing way too much now.
Put it in a magazine. Put it in a calendar. We'll try to sell the calendar and no one will buy it.
I still think this is the best one.
I'm going to make that.
Look how crisp it is.
I want to make that my cover photo, but I don't think people will get that it's a joke. They'll think I'm really like, oh, look how fucking proud he is. No, it's comedy, people. Although
this picture looks crisper than your video.
Look at the traps. Look at the traps, though. Look at the arms. That's a big dude right there. He's very strong. You can tell that girls like him.
He can lift things like Pop-Tarts and like Lincoln Logs.
What the fuck is a Lincoln Log?
You don't remember Lincoln Log?
I have no idea what a Lincoln Log is. Let's see. Michaela, I'm going to be in your corner.
So what can I say? You were homeschooled.
You have a 99% chance of losing. No, Michaela, you will lift me up to victory.
Wait, go to be.
And strength.
No, it's all about inspiration. As long as somebody's in the corner going, you can do it.
You can. Well, fuck, we're fucked. Because Michaela.
Things are going
to
happen.
No, Michaela won't speak to me at the shows. So she's just going to be in the corner quietly staring. And I'm going to look back and go, Michaela, give me some inspiration. She's just going to go.
That's when you bring in live possums and throw those into the ring.
I'm going to have to check with the Missouri State of the Athletic Department to make sure that's perfectly legal. You would be surprised how much we can't get away with in wrestling in Missouri. There's so many rules and regulations.
You like go back and like review that sentence. Keyword Missouri.
Yeah.
You come out here to Oakland, for instance, and the wrestling circuit out here, they can get away with anything.
Oh, you could just Boo Boo the Fool wrestles over in Illinois, and it's the same way. There's no rules in Illinois. We go over there. You just go over there to Stride, and they a lot of times they don't even have a guardrail. The fans are just right there. In Missouri, you have to legally have a guardrail, or else you get the show shut down. If you bleed, you get the show shut down. If you don't have a license to do anything, you get the show shut down. It's strict.
I think at Hood Slam, they use actual vehicles going like 30 mile an hour as props.
Wait, you're telling me a wrestling organization called Hood Slam is violent? That's where Pale Mamba comes from. That's
the local tradition here in Oakland.
War wreck.
Hood Slam is the shit.
I remember hearing about Hood Slam a long time ago. Do they still do that?
Fuck yeah, they still do that. Hood Slam ain't going nowhere. That's an Oakland tradition, like sideshows.
Hey, where's your book at? I don't see it in the background anymore. It's still. Oh, okay. All right, making sure. Got to promote that book.
Always. Hold on.
Will you read an excerpt for us?
I will. Both the school and armory is engulfed in rubber and smoke. Assault forces separate and enter the two main military armories' doors simultaneously, with support teams or forces on their rear ready to aid if needed. The large gymnasium of the armory instantly secured.
That's deep.
That'll take you somewhere. Like an itch you can't scratch.
I didn't say it was anywhere you wanted to be.
Or anywhere. Yeah, pretty much anywhere you want it to be.
But it'll take you somewhere. Kaz, I know Hunter's not here to stop us from talking about this tonight, so let's talk about it really quick. Did you hear the new stuff about Matt Gaetz?
Oh, I hear his ass is very likely going to prison.
his cohort, I forget what his name is, but he put, like, they have a statement from him talking about...
Oh, the other child fucker?
Yeah, literally witnessing Matt Gaetz having sex with, like, a 17-year-old and, like, Venmoing her money and stuff like that. Oh, what
the... Somebody going to jail.
Oh, I don't think Gina knows about that book. Can you tell her a little bit about that book?
What Thespian was that? That is the Amand Williams of local lore back in Shannon's area.
The land of opportunity and poor writing.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Michaela,
I would read the synopsis or at least the general summary of it. The problem is it take me the rest of the fucking show to do so.
Kaz would have a fucking stroke and die.
Yeah, it's just, think of it this way. It's Alexander, the Forging of a Warrior President. Easily the worst fucking book you'll ever read, and you'll wish you didn't have eyes.
So Gina said, please. I don't know if that means please read that, or...
I don't know. I would actually, so besides the little excerpt that maybe I will do more often, in long form, I would rather just hand Hunter old versions of our wrestling scripts. So, you know,
I
can get Hunter to talk about taking a shit or whatever it was.
I just, like my dates, I searched for long and hard for, I don't know what that means. I searched long and hard for the old boards that we used to post the CWR promos on, and I can't find a single one. I want to find some of my old promos so bad because I had some talent in there. They were fun things, but
until you find them, they didn't exist. I don't believe it.
They are dead.
Even though some of my shit was written towards you, I still don't believe that any of your writing ever existed. It was just me having a psychological breakdown.
I remember when someone else opened up a rival Fed, and I jumped ship over to the rival Fed, and you stayed in CWR, and then we had like a cross wrestling promotion thing. Shit. Yeah. Those were the days.
We were like, we just like came in, shot the king, was like, all right, this is our place now.
All we have to do is wait for 2008. We can get back in it.
2008 is coming soon, at least. Eventually, you know, make it great again.
I don't even remember 2008.
I don't remember anything that happened.
The only thing I remember about 2008, Lindsay moved out here in 2000.
That was before then. That was way before then.
Lindsay moved out in 2004.
We were graduated from college before. Like 2008 came after college.
Yes. So I think because mom died in 2007.
I'm Googling what happened in 2008. Stock markets went to shit. That happened.
Do you like Lightning McQueen? No.
I moved. I was living in Columbia. That was just before I moved to Chicago.
No one likes Lightning McQueen. No one likes the Cars films.
What's the Lightning McQueen?
It's the car from Cars, the little red Owen Wilson. Wow, that guy.
Is that the one that's got the hillbilly talker dude with the truck?
Yeah, get her done. Got her did.
Do it. Oh yeah, that one trick pony that pretty much just like lived on that for 10 years, like Jeff Foxworthy.
He's still tricking it out. I maintain that the worst movie I've ever seen in theaters was Cars 2. Lindsay and I went to Pennsylvania to see her friends. And it was her friend's birthday, and she wanted to go see Cars 2. They're animation majors. I guess that's why. It was the worst thing I've ever seen in theaters. Oh, I hated it. I sat the entire time. Lindsay will tell you, this is me in the theater.
Just angry?
Yeah.
You angry watched it?
I was bitter.
I'm trying to remember the last movie I angry watched. I think halfway through La Miserable, I was angry watching because I was fooled into that movie. It was supposed to be one thing, and then it turned into a 4-hour. It turned into a 4-hour. Sorry.
Did she trick you? Is this her fault?
Hey, to be fair, Wolverine had a pretty good voice. It's just it happened for like hours.
Yeah,
and it was like, I don't understand what's happening, and none of these people are French.
I bet it was still better than Cars 2. Ask her what she thinks of Cars 2. What does she think of Cars? Ask her what she thinks of Cars 2.
Oh, yeah, I forgot there's a delay. Shannon's asking what you think of Cars. Wait, which one?
Cars 2 specifically.
Cars 2 specifically. Yeah. That's her summary, her review. I have not seen Cars 2, and that is as good of a summary of Cars 2 as I could expect.
It created so many questions that Lindsay could not answer, and it was just like SpongeBob, where I
asked... They're personified cars. Did that not ask, like, create some questions initially?
Well, okay, so the plot is that, you know, this is a car's world. They're all automated. They even explain, oh, the cars are made. They do this. Like, there's an explanation. So, if the cars are made and all that shit, Cass, why is there furniture? Why is there a sofa? Who's sitting in the fucking sofa?
Why isn't the road got eyes and really pissed off for people driving on it?
I am so angry about that. Why is there a sofa? Just like when I watched SpongeBob, I thought, well, how do you cook underwater? This is stupid. This is for babies, and I want nothing to do with it.
Where does that squirrel get its air?
Why is the...
Is this the direction we're going on the conversation?
And Lindsay had to pull me aside and tell me, like, it's a cartoon. It's for kids. And I'm like, this is why our kids are so fucking stupid.
Hold on. I'm trying to think of another movie that I angry watched. Prometheus.
I thought it was okay.
Nope. I disagree viciously. I was very angered by that movie.
I was angry.
It was supposed to be something else, and it wasn't.
I think that I haven't watched a lot of movies in theater that I was angry at. The Nutty Professor 2. No, I fell asleep during that one. That was terrible. Most of mine have been like bad horror films.
Oh, that's fair. Do you actually, speaking of movies, do you remember
Transformers what? 2, Revenge of the Fallen?
That's it.
I was so, my God, I hated watching that in theater. I loved the first one. I loved the third one. But the second one was so awful and racist, and Jesus Christ, what a stupid film.
It was extremely Michael Bay-ish.
Yes.
It was like the epitome of Michael Bay. Everything that is wrong.
My favorite story of that is there's a scene in the movie. If you've seen the movie, you know there's this scene where Megan Fox is sitting on her motorcycle in short shorts. And the camera, like, is on the ground looking up her ass going toward it. And I read a story where she said she did not know that was the angle. There was another camera. She was unaware that he was filming up her ass, basically. That's why she didn't come back for the third one. Is because
there
she...
There was a number of those shots that were, like, done incognito from a sick son of a bitch.
Oh shit, Zach Kurgis. We're talking about Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen. I bet he loved it. Oh, he'll feed you.
But I will say, pivoting off of movies that make you angry, the best experiences you can't even get anymore as far as the theater is concerned. Back, the theater that used to be beside, well, it ain't there anymore either, but Hastings, there in Cape Girardeau, down Kings Highway, there used to be a theater at the end of that little shopping center.
Yep.
And back in the Terminator 2 days, you know, when you go there, when you would go in, it was a full experience. They had, like, it wasn't just this, you know, it wasn't just a banner that said Terminator 2 or whatever it was. There was props, there were full size figures, you walked through a jungle scene just to get to your movie. Like, it was a movie just getting to your movie. And I miss that so much.
I forget what
that's why I fuck theaters these days.
I forget. Maybe it was an IMAX theater. I went to go see an IMAX film with the ex-girlfriend one time. It's the only time I've ever been to an IMAX theater. And it was, I don't remember the name of it, but it was Matt Damon, and he was at the Great Wall and there were monsters. I don't remember what it was called. It was, and yeah.
Oh, I know which one. It's the dude that,
if you're thinking to yourself, wait, hold on. Let's go back over that one more time. Matt Damon and the Great Wall of China. Yes. Because that's history, guys. I remember the theater.
To be fair, though, that wasn't a horrible movie. It was just
fine.
It was reappropriated movie.
It's like The Last Samurai. It's a good movie. It's just Tom Cruise. The Great Wall.
It was literally called The Great Wall.
Yeah, Zach just.
But I remember it's got The Mandalorian in it.
Which one?
The Mandalorian.
Oh, so not Boba Fett.
Pedro Pascal.
Okay. Wait, was he the? Was he his friend? Okay, yeah. Damn, I didn't realize it was him. Yep. My favorite theater experience. So I went to go see.
Willem Dafoe under the bed.
I remember that. I went to go see. Speaking of Vino, this is the Vino show tonight. I talk about ex-girlfriends. We went to go see a movie in Carbondale, which is where I'll be tomorrow, live in Carbondale, signing autographs. If you guys want to meet me, if you can find me in Carbondale, I'll sign your autograph.
On anybody in Carbondale, I'll sign an autograph.
We went to the theater and we went to go see the Matrix sequel, but it was all booked. So we made a deal. The next person, the next movie of the second one, Revelations, okay. I think it was.
Not too bad. Not great, but
no. But the we said the next time whoever goes to see the next film, that's the movie we'll see. And it was Holes with Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
And she had read the book, so she was excited about it. I didn't know it was a book, and I didn't know what a Shia LaBeouf was. And I didn't.
You know what a Shia LaBeouf is now.
Oh, I definitely know what a Shia LaBeouf is now.
But have you seen Honey Boy?
No.
I've seen bits and pieces. I do want to see that in full, though. Like, that's actually supposed to be a really good damn movie. And a bit telling on his life. And why a LaBeouf is like a LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf is a lot like New Jack, where it's sometimes it's hard for me to go, oh, I like him, knowing the kind of person he is, you know?
Yep.
It's difficult.
I don't know if Shia LaBeouf have ever, like, knifed somebody and then gloated about it, or threw them through a roof or whatever it was. I don't think he's done that.
You've seen Shia LaBeouf. You think he's ever hit anyone in anger?
He probably been hit.
He's been hit for sure.
Been hit like a, yeah, he's probably been hit.
Little pussy boy is what he is. Zach, SmackDown popping off. Zach, did you hear New Jack died? Did you get that news?
You just dropping the news.
I'm dropping news.
Over and over.
Dropping news. We got to cut the show off early tonight because I got to go pick Lindsay up. She's getting off early, so it's a shorter show tonight.
Wait, what's early?
Like 2 minutes.
That's early.
That's pretty early. So we're going to bounce out of here.
Poured some more horse juice.
I can leave and just let you go if you want to do the one man show. I've done it before.
I've done those. They're not as fun. I need something to play off of.
Oh, since Zach's here, can you put that picture of me flexing back up for him real quick so he can
do that.
So he can see
that.
Yeah, Zach, this is
first
for you.
First things first, like Zach, this is for you, man.
You even lift, bro?
You even lift? Bruh.
I hate my life.
I love it.
Oh, all right.
I love it.
All right. That's going
to... I need to pull together this other one because I got other good ones. You know, do you even lift, bro? That's a good one. I think I can... No. Oh, there's one. It's not big enough, though.
That's what she said.
Hardy har har har. Look at that. He's like trying to start a new world order.
Why do my eyes look like one eye's looking down and one eye's looking to the left? I don't get it.
You got like after Kano look.
After Kano.
you're the only good thing about Mortal Kombat.
What's after Kano?
I don't know. This next Mortal Kombat movie. After Kano is somebody else who gets their anima.
Do you still have the picture of me flexing the one arm? Let's get that one too. Let's hit all the hits.
Shiny one?
Yeah, let's hit all the.
I've retired that one.
Oh, is
retired
that retired?
That's just back in the vault like Disney. I'll bring that back out again in the near future. We'll sell it like an NFT and we'll make millions.
I like that I have to provide you with new material every so often so you can keep it going.
I got to. I mean, well, maybe not millions, but we can sell an NFT of your shiny bicep for at least like 15 bucks, maybe.
Oh, you give me way more credit. Quick question.
15 bucks.
Quick question before we get out of here, Kaz. Do you think Hunter, even though he didn't have time to come on the show, do you think he'll have time to play Call of Duty immediately after the show?
Oh, I guarantee it. There is one thing that can be guaranteed is Hunter will be there for Call of Duty. Fence, patio, or no fence or patio. Because he's got his he can save some of his domestics for this weekend. Unless he's, I don't know, building a pool and an outhouse, maybe a barn. Sure he's building a barn. Maybe also like having some calves, creating an entire farm, like a petting farm.
He's got to call that duty, though.
Followed by some crafting.
That's just for us, be you and Lindsay.
That's our thing.
That's our time. Okay, we're going to wrap it up. I got to go pick Lindsay up, and I got to eat because I haven't eaten all day. Jesus Christ.
Look at him. Oh.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us tonight. We're going to be back on Monday, all new Nerd Up. Tuesday, PZ85 plays probably. Wednesday, Pro Wrestling and Scripted with Asa and Boo Boo the Fool. Thursday's After Dark, and I will post After Dark tonight. I'll post this too. It'll be a double episode tonight. Tonight's a big special event if you're listening to this on Podzilla1985.com. And Friday, it's horse time. Hopefully, Hunter will be back next week to try to rein us in to do something. I don't know. Until then, for myself and for Kaz, you guys have a good weekend. I'll let you know how everything goes. Not you guys, you. All right.
Somebody.
You guys have a good weekend. Later.